The next big advance in treating rheumatoid arthritis could be tiny pulses of electricity. NPR's John Hamilton reports that scientists found a way to reduce inflammation without drugs.
The discovery began with an accident more than 25 years ago. Scientists gave rats a drug meant to stop inflammation in the brain. To their surprise, it also stopped inflammation in the body. Dr. Kevin Tracy says the reason was a signal sent from the brain to the immune system.
We realized that the signal was traveling down the vagus nerve, and the vagus nerve was like the brake lines in your car. It was the brakes on inflammation.
Tracy, now president of the Feinstein Institutes for Medical Research at Northwell Health in New York, says that realization led to a question.
Can we make devices that turn on the brakes and then treat patients with excessive inflammation, patients with rheumatoid arthritis, for instance?
Yes, apparently. A company co-founded by Tracy has developed an implantable device that's being reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration as a treatment for rheumatoid arthritis. Approval could mean an alternative to costly drugs that suppress the immune system. The milestone comes after decades of research on the vagus nerve, which Tracy says is actually a pair of nerves that connect the brain with internal organs, including the heart and lungs.
It's the only nerve in your body. If you cut it on both sides, you die.
A lot of the research has been done here at the Feinstein Institutes on Long Island. Dr. Stavros Zanos leads a team that's been mapping the human vagus nerve.
So I can show you what one of these nerve samples look like.
He holds up a clear tube containing a foot-long bundle of white fibers slightly thinner than a pencil.
So most of the vagus nerve from the brain to the neck to the half of about the distance through the chest.
Zanos shows me what a cross-section looks like under a microscope.
It's like a slice from a cucumber. So you see all of these tiny green spots, thousands and thousands of them. Those are individual fibers.
More than 100,000, Zano says, carrying messages to and from the brain.
A lot of the fibers inform the brain about the inflammatory state of the entire body.
Researchers here have been eavesdropping on those fibers in animals. Sangeeta Chavan explains how.
So we record the signals by placing electrodes on the vagus nerve, and those signals are then processed and converted into an audio file.
The rhythms of heartbeat and respiration are constant. But when researchers inject a substance that causes inflammation, a new sound emerges. Kevin Tracy says inflammation results in two-way traffic along the vagus nerve.
When inflammation occurs, molecules activate signals that travel up the vagus nerve. And in the brain, those signals are processed to become signals that travel back down the vagus nerve.
Those are the brake signals Tracy's team found decades ago. They tamp down the immune system so inflammation doesn't get out of control. And the company Tracy co-founded, Setpoint Medical, was able to build an implantable vagus nerve stimulator that acts like a brake pedal.
It's about the size of a large pill. So like if you think of a really big multivitamin.
Dr. Andrew Koh is a neurosurgeon at the University of Washington in Seattle. He was part of a study that placed the device in 242 patients with rheumatoid arthritis. The outpatient procedure requires a small incision in the neck, and Koh says the device is a lot like the ones already used to treat depression and speed up recovery from a stroke.
We initially started doing this for epilepsy patients. That's one of the earlier reasons for implanting vagal nerve stimulators.
In the arthritis study, about half the patients had reduced symptoms after 12 or 24 weeks of daily stimulation. Treatment also helped protect their joints from further damage and increase their chance of going into remission. The results suggest that vagus nerve stimulation could help at least some of the 1.5 million people in the U.S. with rheumatoid arthritis. And Tracy says the benefits may extend to other autoimmune diseases.
What's emerging is a picture that neural signals have the ability to reflexively control aspects of the immune system that, frankly, nobody had thought about before.
Already, the approach is being tested in people with multiple sclerosis, Crohn's, and inflammatory bowel disease. John Hamilton, NPR News.